So what have we got lined up for you tonight? Well, we've got no late night election tonight. No, we have something equally exciting for you, though. And just as testing on the mind, what we'd like you to do is guess where in the world is our friend Andy Marsack. More on that very soon. Basically, he goes off to far-flung places in the world, all on his own expenses, out of his own pocket, and then rings us up to brag about it and show off. And we have to guess from the clues that he gives us where in the world he is. So that will be running throughout the course of the programme until we chat to Andy a little later on, when he will reveal where he is, probably live from where he is as well, I would imagine. It helps, doesn't it? We'll start that in around 10 minutes' time. As for our situation soundtrack tonight, this is where we like you to be inventive. The cause. 17 minutes past 10. So, where in the world am I? No late night election tonight, because we're catching up with our international man of mystery, we like to call him. That's Mr. Andy Marsack to you and I. For those of you new to the programme, Andy is an independent travel journalist who roams the globe, reviewing hotels, taking part in unusual customs, sampling the best food and drink that's on offer. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it, though. Well, I have a job like that. Could do that. Yozza styling. As if that's not bad enough, he's having this plum thing of a job of his. He gives us a call just to rub it in, and what we do is he gives us some clues as to where he is. We pass those clues on to you, and before we talk to him a little later on tonight, probably about 11:15, there or thereabouts, you have to decipher where he is from the clues he gives us. So this is clue one tonight. We spoke to him earlier on, and this is the clue he's given us. I'm in a country with four official languages. Those languages are German, French, Italian, and Romance. There's no coastline, but there are endless lakes and mountains. Some of the world's best chocolates and cheese, and trains that always run on time will be found here. So where on earth am I? Give you more another clue later on, but in the meantime, that's clue one. I'll run through it one more time. I'm in a country with four official languages, German, French, Italian, and Romance. No coastline, but endless lakes and mountains. Some of the world's best chocolate and cheese, and trains that are never late. They always run on time. So where is Mr. Andy Marsack? We'll find out in just under an hour's time. Before that, though, you have a guess. Put all the guesses down here, and whoever's right at the end of the evening, when we find out where he is, we'll get a big pat on the back from myself. Thanks again to Layla. Another chance to hear that later on in the programme. 10 to 11, how are you doing with where in the world? Loads of guesses coming in. I see we've actually been in contact with Andy, and we know where he is now. Dale in Batley, yeah, I think you've got it right, as has Scouse. Yeah, you've got it right. I think he's in Richard on Knights. Hi, Richard on Knights. You may well be right. The clue one was, I'm in a country with four official languages, German, French, Italian, and Romance. No coastline, but endless lakes and mountains, and some of the world's best chocolate and cheese. The trains always run on time here too. I'll give you a second clue, and here is clue two that Andy gave us earlier on. This country has some very quirky laws. It's an offence to mow your grass dressed as Elvis Presley, because the rhinestones might reflect the sunlight and temporarily blind a passing motorist. It's a real law, and you can't hang your clothes out to dry or wash your car on a Sunday. So where in the world is Andy Marsack? We'll find out in less than half an hour. If you know, call us on 0345 303 3333 or send a text to 81333. Start your text message with the word Russ. 9 minutes to 11 with Amy Winehouse now. So coming up in this hour, we have for you, we continue with our Where in the World. That's where we ask you to decipher where Andy Marsack is, somewhere in the world. I'll give you the clues again. The clue one I gave you a little earlier on was, I'm in a country with four official languages, German, French, Italian, and Romance. No coastline, but endless lakes and mountains. Some of the world's best chocolate and cheese, and the trains always run on time. The second clue was, this country has some very quirky laws. It's an offence to mow your grass dressed as Elvis Presley. Imagine a law like that. Yeah. Because the rhinestones might reflect sunlight and temporarily blind passing motorists. You can't hang your clothes out or dry or wash your car on a Sunday. Two laws of this country, but which country is it? If you know, you got about 10 minutes or so to get your guesses into 0345 303 3333 or send a text to 81333.
Ross Dickinson on the BBC.
In for one then. What are we going to do next? Should we speak to Andy Moss? How long should we do that? In about 4 or 5 minutes' time. OK. We'll get him on the blower, and then we'll be able to ask him, where in the world are you? And hopefully he'll tell us more about the place and reveal his location. Right, sunshiny day. I can see clearly now. 13 minutes past 11. How are you tonight? All right, just checking. I think it's Switzerland, says Allison in Halifax. It's Andy in Germany. And how about Kung Fu Fighting? Kung Fu Fighting Panda. From Pam in Louth, I like that. That's for our situation soundtrack. Dave in Barnsley thinks Belgium might be the place where we're heading. Tony on Facebook thinks Germany might be Luxembourg or even Germany, says Scouse. Glenn in Kinsley has gone for Switzerland, I think. And Andy Mossack, Switzerland seems to be coming popular. There's Susan in Halifax has guessed that. Dale from Batby. Hello, mate. Think I mentioned you earlier on. So, where on earth is Andy Mossack? Should we have a chat with him? Hello, Andy Mossack.
Hey, Ross, how are you?
You know, I'm very all right. More to the point, how are you and are you coping in your exotic location?
My exotic location, which is the lovely country of Switzerland.
Switzerland. Well, it had to be, didn't it, really?
Yes,
with those
I
languages.
Know.
And also it being landlocked as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You wouldn't believe it, though, with all these lakes. Unbelievable. But I've been having a great time, mate, actually, because the Swiss have just launched this tour, sort of a motoring holiday, called the Swiss Grand Tour, the Grand Tour of Switzerland.
Yeah.
And it's the most incredible thing. I've been having an adventure for the last 7 days that I can't tell you. It's been one of these things, it's a wow moment on every bend, you know? And it's essentially, you are driving circular, clockwise or anti-clockwise, whichever way you want to go, along all of Switzerland's kind of best sites, but not on any motorways. So it's literally on side roads, B roads, you know, the odd car track.
And I take it you're independent, you're under your own steam, it's just a guide, is it? They sort of
yeah, you've
you
got a
map.
Car, and I wanted to do it without any maps or, you know, on a sat-nav or anything, because they've got the signposts up on all the roads. So you go along, you just, you get to the right junction and there's another sign that says Grand Tour this way, and you just follow it.
Excellent.
And it takes you around every single region of Switzerland in the most magnificent way, because you know, like these motorways, you cut through the centers of these amazing mountains. Mm-hmm. You go on a motorway, well, you don't on the Grand Tour. You literally go over the mountains, so you're on these fantastic windy roads, seeing the most incredible scenery. So basically, you know, we essentially started in Germany in Zurich. I've got the wife with me. And we've taken ourselves in this car, and we're following this Grand Tour from the German speaking part down to the French part, which is like Little Italy as well, the Italian regions.
Yeah.
And so wherever you go, you're basically going into four different countries in one small country. So it's really good. Okay. So I had great fun. Great
Marvellous.
Fun.
What's the total distance of the? Do you know how far you would have covered at the end of it?
Yeah, because the total route is 1,600 kilometres, which is just about 1,000 miles.
Wow. So how do you decide how long you're going to take to do it?
Want to do it? Well, they say that, I'm doing it in 10 days.
Right.
So I've got till Saturday evening when I finish. But they say that 2 weeks is a fantastic time to do it, and you can spend a couple of days in each sort of stopover. Have a look around and then get on the road and go again. But For instance, I mean, he went to Montreux literally 2 days before the jazz festival started. So they're getting all that ready, which has been great. And then you literally just drive around Lake Geneva, which is drop-dead gorgeous.
I can say, is that as jaw-dropping as they describe?
I can tell you, Ross, it is unbelievable. I mean, it's picture postcard everywhere you look.
Yeah.
And on the way past there, after Montreux, we go to Vevey, which is, again, it's the French part. But Charlie Chaplin's house has been opened now. He lived there for the last 27 years of his life. Lovely house, big house with gardens. And it's now a museum. It's called Charlie Chaplin's World. And what they've done, and it's quite incredible, actually, because I went there when it was just a bit of a building site. And now it's open. And they've recreated three or four of his original sets of his films. So anyone who's sort of into Chaplin, and he was a terrific, terrific actor. So Modern Times, The Circus, The Barber, The Great Dictator, and it's all done with the permission of his family. So he's got, you know, the guy who built this has got the blueprints of all his original sets and just recreated them.
Do you get to walk around it and have photos taken on it?
You actually go inside, you know, the Modern Times, the big machine, you go inside it, you know, it's brilliant. So that's one of the things I did. And I must, if I've got time, I must mention the tremolo, which is not the tremolos, but the tremolo, which is a road that was basically in the 1700s and 1800s here in Switzerland. It was the route where they used to carry the cheese and the wine and on the backs of donkeys.
Right.
And it's really just a cobbled stone road, 16 kilometers leading up to the Gotthard Pass, which is like one of the major passes in Switzerland.
I tell you, you don't go on in a vehicle. Do you actually get out and walk up that bit?
No, you get on a vehicle or
really?
A motorbike.
Wow.
Yep. And it's a very windy. It's got 35 hairpin bends going up this mountain. But it's a fabulous experience. And you've got guys on these big Harleys who just sort of go past you, you know, because they're having a great time.
Marvellous.
And the weather has been amazing, very hot, very sunny. And I would highly recommend it for anybody who fancies just a bit of an outdoor holiday. This is something special.
Marvellous. Listen, don't overdo the chocolate and the cheese, will you?
Well, I'll try not to, but, you know,
it's
you
difficult.
Can't help it. You know, I was in the village of Gruyere. What are you going to do in Gruyere?
Eat cheese.
You've got to eat cheese, haven't you?
Marvellous. Morning, noon and night. Andy, delightful to talk to you. Next time you get to somewhere interesting, give us a call.
Of course, a couple of weeks.
Talk to you soon.
See you, mate.
Andy Mossack was in Switzerland and loving it.